that's the only thing you can really say about this celebration we have here on the Mound Friday, you could call it. I'm Owen Pulley alongside Jessica Adi Rash here on Indy's Giant 90.9. Yeah, that's really all you can really say about this whole situation, like I said. Baseball is back. Yeah. Baseball is back after a 99-day lockout.
Was it really 99 days?
What?
Was it really 99 days?
Yes, 99 days.
Waited one more day.
So I know, that's what I was thinking. 99 days of lockout.
I would have been fine waiting.
Finally, we are back. What's that?
I would have been fine waiting another day for the title.
Yeah, just say 100-day lockout. So games.
It would have looked better on audioboom.com where you can listen to almost all of our broadcasts after we're done recording them.
Yeah, and Spotify. Yeah. And you can also listen to us on Spotify, everything like that.
So, yeah, the CBA is finally agreed on with the players and the teams. We finally have baseball. We're going to have baseball on mid-April, I believe, right?
Yeah, as early as April 14th, I believe.
Yeah.
So we're going to play a little bit of a...
Spring training?
Yeah, just a little bit of that right there.
Spring training or no?
No. I don't think any spring training opening day. I don't really know for sure. They might have spring training. I don't think they will because it is already March 11th.
Yeah.
But they could have something like exhibition games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They do have to make up. I remember seeing that they were going to be making up the four loss series that they lost at the beginning of this.
I believe that's like six or seven games.
Yeah, they're going to be playing those lost series as double or nine inning doubleheaders at the end of the season so that they can make up for it so that we have a full 162.
Okay, so there will be a full 162, inning doubleheader games. Extra inning rules are back to normal now.
It was almost unanimous with the new CBA. I will say one of my players, Ian Happ, he did vote yes. So
that's good.
I'm going to snap to him. Teams that did that voted no to the new CBA, the Yankees, Astros, Owen, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, we're getting a little message
okay,
here.
Yeah, sorry. We're getting a message from our director. I'm trying to...
Get closer to the mic.
Get closer to it? Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Okay, so what I was trying to say, the teams that voted no for the new CBA, the Yankees, the Astros, Owen, I'm sorry, the Mets, and this makes me feel good, but not at the same time, the Cardinals. The Cardinals voted.
That's good.
Those four teams voted no on it. All of New York voted no on it.
Yeah, it's a little weird because they... All the big bucks are New York and everything like that.
Yeah. Individual players that voted no, Andrew Miller, Max Scherzer, Francisco Lindor, Marcus Semien, Zach Britton, James Paxton, Jason Castro, and Garrett Cole.
Oh, so all the crotchety old men in the league.
I'm surprised Max Scherzer voted no on it, though, because he was one of the most adamant people about getting a good CBA.
Yeah, but there's...
From what I've seen about the CBA, it seems... relatively decent.
Yeah, I don't really know a lot about the CBA going on right now, so we'll just have to see. But I'm just happy baseball's back.
Yeah. So we're gonna have a season this year. We're not going back to 1994. Thank God. we're gonna be good. Do you want to go down a little bit of a rundown of what's on the CBA? It's not gonna be like a full in-depth dive into it, but it's just a little bit of an article I found from MLB DailyDish.com. Just a little bit of an overview of what it looks like to the outside person. Okay, so...
Yeah, you can get some of those going.
Okay, cool. So there will be an expanded 12-team postseason field. The one-game wildcard playoff will be abolished. Instead, the division winner and the worst record in the wildcard team with the best record in each league will host three-game series against the two lower-seeded wildcard teams. So I don't know what I just read. Can you explain that?
So I think it's going to be more like the NFL,
mm-hmm.
where the one and the two seed get the bye,
mm-hmm.
and then the three and the six will play, and the four and the five will play in a series. The four will get home team advantage or home field advantage. The three seed will get home field advantage, and then the winner of that will play the one and the two, and then the winner of that will play the, in the World Series. So it'll be like, it's kind of hard to picture. I'm just giving it to you.
Yeah.
So you have four teams here.
Mm-hmm.
Two teams.
Okay, got it.
So, yeah.
Okay. Imagine they knocked it down to like a six person thing, and they played it out like how they do in the JPL. It was like the ladder thing.
Oh, the step ladder?
Yeah, the step ladder.
I'll be a little. I'm not a huge fan of step ladders in sports.
Well, I mean, it works with the JPL because they're an eight team league, and they only have a six person playoff or five team playoff, not six person.
Yeah.
Okay. Next, the lowest threshold for the competitive balance tax will be raised to $230 million in 2022, then $233 million next year, $237 million, $241 million, and then $244 million in 2026. There will now be three additional thresholds at which teams will pay higher spending penalties. I'm not going to go too much into that because I don't even understand the whole.
Yeah, I think it's talking about just teams can't be too, like, you can't have a team, excuse me, like the Yankees or the Dodgers, you spend all this money, and then a team like the Orioles who doesn't spend any money.
Yeah, they want to balance it out.
Yeah.
Which I love because you have large markets.
That's why I like the hard salary cap in other leagues.
Yeah.
Compared to baseball where they don't have a floor.
It might help with getting rid of dynasties. It might be a while till we see another dynasty. I think last dynasty we saw were the Yankees back pre 2010.
Yeah.
So, and since then they haven't even made it to the World Series. So I think that's the end of an era for
2009. I believe was their last one.
Yeah, that was the last time they won and appeared and won. So they've been like 11 years without an appearance.
Yeah.
Which makes my tiny little heart happy, and I know it does for you too. The minimum salary will rise substantially from $570,500 in 2021 to $700,000 flat in 2022. It'll increase to $720,000 in 2023, $740,000 in 2024, $760,000 in 2025, and then $780,000 in 2026. So it's gradually getting higher as long as the years go on. Starting in 2023, teams will play fewer divisional games and will play every other team in the majors at least one series per season. So every team's going to play every team at least one time in every season, starting in 2023.
Okay. So
not starting this year because they already had the schedule laid out, so they couldn't really do that. But I like that a lot because I feel like I'm a Cubs fan. I feel like I see a Cubs Cardinals, a Cubs Pirates, Cubs Milwaukee game like every other week.
Yeah, there's a bunch of divisional games that they play, divisional games, and I just think that they need to even it out a little bit more. I mean, they evened it out in the 90s when they introduced interleague play, where you played only, before that, you only played the team that was in your league, like AL or NL.
Yeah.
And then they made it so you play everybody.
I'd love watching a good AL versus NL regular season game.
Yeah, the interleague gets better.
They always end up being a fun game. What was I on? Okay, MLB will introduce a draft lottery in an attempt to reduce tanking. The top six picks will be chosen through a lottery process, with the non-playoff teams having a chance at securing one of these picks. If a small market team has a lottery pick in two straight drafts, it cannot pick higher than 10th in the next draft. If a larger market team ever has a lottery pick, it cannot pick higher than the 10th in the next draft. So can you explain that to me, too, because I don't understand.
So
that.
If you get the lottery and you're a smaller team, so like Baltimore or
can you
Colorado.
Explain the lottery in general, because I don't get the
So concept. The lottery is the top, like, six worst teams.
Mm-hmm.
They basically put their name in a hat, and they draw it out. They'll draw it out. So give me six MLB teams.
Orioles, Rangers. I'm trying to think of some other bad teams. Pirates. What's another bad team?
Cubs and Mets. Cubs, Mets, Yankees, just for names.
Yeah,
whatever.
Cubs, Mets, Yankees.
Okay, so we get the draw the hat, Rangers. They get the sixth overall pick.
Oh, I was rooting for the Orioles. Oh,
Orioles, fifth overall pick.
Yeah.
Cubs, fourth overall pick. Mm-hmm. Yankees, third overall pick. Mets, second overall pick. Pirates, first overall pick.
They deserve it.
So that's how they do that. They just pick them out of a hat, essentially, draw them out of a hat, and
it just randomizes the first pick.
Yes.
So, okay.
Yes. Even though the Pirates finished sixth worst in the league and the Cubs were the worst, I'm sorry, it's just first name that popped in my head.
You're fine.
Cubs are the worst. They switch them around because of the lottery.
Yeah.
But if the Pirates, they're considered a small market team, I think.
Yeah.
If they get it 2 years in a row, they cannot. They have to pick 11th through 30th.
Okay.
The next year because of the thing.
Oh, I'm not a fan of that. I don't like that.
So I think we're going to go to a little break here.
And then when we come back, I think we're going to go through the rest of the CBA. And
kind
of
the CBA and then 2023 rules.
Yeah, 2023 rules, and we'll see how the future of the MLB looks with this new CBA on in this giant 90.9.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Ya que las vacunas contra el COVID-19 estén disponibles, es posible que te preguntes, ¿debería vacunarme? ¿Me ayudará a volver a hacer lo que me encanta, como reunirme con mis amigos o viajar? ¿Y podré hacerlo sin poner en riesgo a mi familia? Tienes preguntas, y eso es normal. Así que visita detidepende.org para obtener la información más reciente sobre las vacunas contra el COVID-19. Para volver a los momentos que extrañamos, comienza por informarte. De ti depende. Un mensaje del Ad Council y los CDC.
You took the first step and quit.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Indy's Giant 90.9 on WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis, or station for variety. I'm Jessica Audie Rass here with Owen Pulley. How are you doing?
Good. I'm the host. Come on.
Let me do it. Okay?
I'm just kidding. So we're back here with On the Mound Friday, you could call it.
Yeah.
It's really On the Mound Monday. But we're back here talking a little bit more. Like Jess said, Jess Audie Rass, Owen Pulley here. Indy's Giant 90.9. And there's a couple more CBA things that we're going to go over and then look at the 2023 rules.
We just talked about the new draft lottery for the bottom six picks. The amateur draft, that one is another one I don't understand. What it says here, the amateur draft will remain at 20 rounds like it did in 2021. The top 300 draft prospects, as determined by MLB, will be eligible to participate in the pre-draft combine. In the top 300 players in the draft pool who submit to a pre-draft physical must be offered at least 75% of the slot value associated with the pick they are selected with.
So it'll be the top 300 players can basically show up their stats and everything like that before the draft to get looked at, possibly go higher, maybe even lower sometimes depending on how they go.
So it's the MLB sanctioned scouting pretty much.
Yeah, essentially like that, and that's basically
it. It gives people a better idea on how players are going to perform so that you're not taking more of a risk on players that potentially weren't scouted out by your team.
Right.
It just makes it so that you can I think that's also trying to play into the fact that MLB is trying to get into more of a younger audience, make sure that we have a lot better players in the league, make it faster paced, which we can get into more with stuff like, what was it, the larger bases. That was a big one that I'm
Yeah, that's thinking. A 2023 rule that they're going to bring into
2023.
Effect. Yeah, so okay. After this season, when everything's going along, everything like that getting put into place.
Okay. We'll get on to that in a minute.
This year's kind of one of those bridge years where, like, okay, we had the lockout. We're a little late to the season, but we're going to put all these new rules in with the CBA and everything like that, but we're going to put it in after because it's kind of hard just to dive in to the deep end.
Especially when we're
right there.
About a month away from
a month away from from opening day.
They won't have enough time to manufacture all of those new bases, especially with testing.
Yeah, because you have let me do some quick math here. Let's see. So you have all three bases, right? So you have three bases. You have three change, so you have 9 bases per game times 3, that's 27,
and then times 30
times 30 is 810 bases just for the major league teams.
And
not
then
to mention,
go ahead and add like a hundred, or like at least like a times
100
two.
For
the times put, at like three that too, because you know that like whenever
a base gets ripped or they have special bases that they give out to fans.
Or when a Coke steals a base and tosses it into the tunnel, they have to bring out a new one.
Yeah, but they give out memorabilia and stuff, so you're probably making 1,000 bases.
Over 1,000.
Yeah.
Like, getting close to 2,000 bases.
Probably. And that's, we could be completely off, too. We could be way less.
It could be.
Than what it is. So, it's just kind of, like you said, or like I said, and like you said, it's just kind of a gap year between everything like that. Yeah. It's just kind of a tough time to dive into a new season. So, a lot of this stuff will come in 2023, and I'm excited for the 2023 baseball season.
So am I. Okay, so here's some award rules. Did you just pop the chair?
Yeah, I didn't hear you do that.
Did you forget to do that before the broadcast? Yep, fair enough. Okay, so in an effort to curb service time manipulation, the league will reward compensation.
Yeah, compensation.
Compensation. No, that's not.
Let me see.
Hold on.
I'll just read it.
Yeah, in an effort to curb. Right there. Thank you.
In an effort to curb. In an effort to curb service time manipulation, the league will reward compensatory draft picks to teams who carry players who finish top three rookie of the year voting or top five in Cy Young or MVP voting on their opening day roster. So, basically, if you're a really good player, I think that you're just going to, like, I don't know, did you get a special treatment? I don't really know how that's going to work. We'll just see how that plays out.
Another award one is the top two finishers for the rookie of the year voting in each league will receive a full year of service time, unlike how it was for only the rookie of the year.
Oh, yeah.
So it's going to add on another player each year, which I like. I'm not.
Yeah.
That, not like thing,
like you said, the MLB's trying to get to younger crowds, and I like that.
Yeah.
And I think that it'll
to an extent
play well.
Because some of the things that they're doing, like banning the shift.
Yeah.
Like
that I hated. I hate that they're banning the shift, everything like that. It's kind of ruining the game.
You have the best coaches and best trainers in the world for baseball in your league.
Right.
Tell them to teach their players to hit opposite field.
Right. There's a reason why you're in the MLB. And
like, if you don't want to hit into the shift, then hit left field.
Right.
Or
well,
hit right field.
That's easier said than done. But at the same time, too, I think the shift.
They're professionals.
Really,
they're being paid, some of them are being paid up to $20 million a year. Like,
but with the MLB and stuff like that, like, I like that they're trying to get more people to younger crowds and everything like that. But I think that they need to lay off a little bit on some of the parts there.
And I'm not even going to get into stuff like the pitch clock that they're wanting to implement, too. So
yeah, the pitch clock was a little weird, but that's basically
that's been talked
there.
About for like a year and a half now.
Yeah. And
okay, what was the last thing? Rookie of the Year thing.
Yeah.
A $50 million bonus pool has been established in order to boost earnings for players who are not yet arbitration eligible and therefore earn the league minimum or close to it. The pool will remain at $50 million per season over the length of the deal and will count for $1.66 million against each team's competitive balance tax figure.
Yeah, so it'll basically just give more teams an even playing field. And it's trying to make it more even, and I like it being even playing field, stuff like that. But it's just, I don't know. Baseball's changing. It's evolving. It's devolving in some of the aspects of the game.
It's up to you to decide how it's going.
But yeah, that's pretty much just going to be it for the game here, or for the show here. Yeah.
A few other things I do want to mention. Universal DH, we've talked about
that. Oh, yeah.
Implement of on-field rule changes. 45-day notice. A few of the things. League and Union have agreed on a pitch clocks. Yeah. Sell advertising packs. League and Union will continue to discuss the possibility of international draft. We're not even going to get into that today. That's way too much for how much time we have left today. So if you want to close it up.
Yeah, so thank you for listening to our show today, On the Mound Monday / Friday, whatever. We'll be back on Monday with actual On the Mound Monday.
Hopefully we'll have some moves since we have a new CBA in effect.
Yeah, so there should be some free agency moves. Nobody's been allowed to talk to anybody.
This is going
to
be fun.
Or whatever. So we're going to have a big big time coming up to the MLB season, and then we'll start recapping games. So, like I said, and everything like that, if you want to listen to us, you can listen to us on Audio Boom, Spotify, wherever we post. Also, if you want to call in or request a song, you can listen. You can call in at 317-244-9234. That's 317-244-WBDG. Coming up this Saturday, Saturday morning, tomorrow morning, actually at 10 a.m., Ben Davis will take on Mount Vernon at Southport in the first round of regionals. Ben Davis won the sectionals. Mount Vernon won their sectionals, so be there or listen in.
Good luck. I would be in the studio for that, but I'm going to be in Lawrence Central with the Ben Davis Premiers doing crew for them. So let's root them on. Let's hope this is our last competition of the year. So make root them on against like 500 other schools that they're going to be competing against. So
yeah,
I think that's it for today.
One more thing. The WBDG Marathon coming up May 6th and 7th. If you want to call in, possibly donate money, monetary donations, or stuff like that, talk to us about that or just tune in. May 6th and 7th, 40 straight hours.